How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we're continuing on with our study in John chapter 6, verse number 66. Now, where the scripture says, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And here the Lord Jesus Christ is told that the words that he's speaking to them are spirit and life. He says that this whole thing of eating his flesh and drinking his blood is a spiritual affair. He says the flesh profiteth nothing, but many of them that are there are thinking about the physical. They're thinking about the untowardness of cannibalism, the Lord giving literally his body. We've talked about transubstantiation and how that's not so, how there are those who believe that the partaking of the ordinances that the Lord has given to his church are sacraments and that they're necessary for salvation. The Lord is talking about a spiritual partaking of him, that the sinner needs the Lord Jesus Christ more than his daily food, that it is a spiritual transaction that takes place. It is a spiritual thing that the Lord's speaking about. And there were many disciples that went away. They couldn't handle the saying of this, and they went away because it. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks even of those that will betray him, and because he knows all things. God knows all things. He speaks here about how it is that no man can come unto him except it's been given of the Father. And what that does is that speaks to us about the greatness of God, the necessity of God, the greatness of our depravity and our sin and our wickedness, how it is that the sinner needs the drawing of the Lord Jesus Christ. He does it simply through the preaching of his word, through the moving of his spirit. Many of his disciples, in verse 66, went back and walked no more with him. There was a falling away then. We're promised of the Lord in his scripture that there will be a falling away in the last days. And I have encouraged any of you that are under the hearing of my voice, if you're saved, if you claim the name of Christ, be obedient to him. We read in Micah how the Lord says that we need to walk. He's commanded us. He showed us that we need to walk humbly with our God. But there were those here that walked with him no more. And I challenged each one under the hearing of this broadcast, are you walking with the Lord? And then the Lord turns to his disciples, the 12, the apostles, in verse 67 of John 6, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Will you go away too? All these many others have gone away. Are you going to go away? And I tell you what, a precious passage to me, the answer of Simon Peter here in this passage says, oh, it's such a blessing. It's such a great, great blessing and answer. Then in verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom have you gone for your salvation? Have you gone to the priest? Have you gone to the preacher? I tell folks that I deal with and that I preach to and witness to, don't ever let a man, don't ever let a woman tell you whether you're saved or not, because no man or no woman can tell you of the salvation of your soul. I'm afraid that we have hundreds, thousands, even hundreds of thousands in our day that are told they are saved by others, rather than understanding that the way salvation is that when the Lord saves a sinner, he witnesseth within them that they are saved. I had a man tell me one time of another thinking and saying that he thought that they were saved, they just didn't know it yet. Well, the scripture says plainly, the scripture says very, very plainly, that when the Lord saves a sinner, he gives him testimony of it. It says in the book of Galatians, chapter 4, we'll pick it up here, the complete sentence, verse number 3 of Galatians 4. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the Lord. There's been an allegory that's been given, or an allegory that's going to be given. And he says that he's given a parallel here about being raised up as a child and being the heir, but not having the authority of an heir until they come of age. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them, verse 5, that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And so the Lord Jesus Christ was sent in time. He was sent to redeem. He was obedient unto the law, and he came and rescued us who were under the law, because we couldn't meet the law. And he says in verse number 6, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Father, Father. Daddy, Father. The Spirit of God comes into the sinner's heart. The visitation of the Lord and salvation comes into the sinner. They will cry out, Abba, Father. They will cry out, Daddy, Father, if you will. That's what that word Abba means. It's the vocative case, if you will, of a noun. It is specific. They are not calling out in a plea. They're calling out in knowledge that they know the Father, that they have the Father as Savior. It is specific. It is a directive that's there between them, the sinner that has been saved, and God Almighty. They cry out, Father. And so when no one needs to tell another sinner whether they're saved, I'm very careful about that. I can't know the truth about a sinner and their salvation. It is only known by their testimony in Christ and salvation of him, their faith in him, their repentance before him, the witnessing of the Spirit within them. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God, the Scripture says. And so here, Simon Peter answers back in John 6:68, Lord, to whom shall we go? I ask you that are under the hearing of my voice at this broadcast, to whom have you gone for salvation? Have you gone to the priest? Have you gone to the preacher? And granted, the preacher of the Lord, the man called by God to proclaim his word, indeed can help and point one to the Savior. But there is no man that can tell or can guarantee that another is saved. That comes from the Lord. Peter says, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The Lord has the words of eternal life. The Lord Jesus Christ. The words of eternal life, and eternal life itself is only found in Jesus. It's only found in the only begotten Son of God. Salvation of the soul is only found in him. Will you also go away? The Lord asks, and Peter says, who can we go to, Lord? Who is there for us to go to? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You are the only one to whom we can go. You are the end. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the one. He goes on to say here in verse 69, a blessed statement indeed. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, those are a few words, but a mouthful indeed. He said, we believe by faith. They believe it. You have the words of eternal life. There's no other place to go. And we believe and are solid. And we are sure that thou art that Christ. That word Christ is talking about the office of the Lord Jesus Christ. The place that he has been given to fulfill by the Father. That word Christ, that name Christ, speaks of him being the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Savior. We believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, that you're the one, You're the one that's been prophesied about in the Old Testament scriptures. You are the fulfilling of that. You are the accomplishing of that. You have indeed come, and we believe it, and we are sure of it, that you are that Christ that's been promised. We need not look for another. There's not a necessity for us to continue to wait for the Messiah. The Messiah has come. And you are him. Will you also go away? Simon Peter says, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life coming from your mouth. And we believe and are sure that you are that Messiah. And not only are you the Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Savior, but you are the Son, capital S, of the living God. Not as some would have us to believe and in their false interpretations of the scripture, their mutilation of the scripture, where they would say that Jesus is a son of God. But the scripture says that, and Peter proclaimed that you are the son of the living God. You are the son. You are one of the Trinity. You are God indeed, God come in the flesh. You are the Son, the living Son, the one that's come in the flesh. You are God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. You are the Son of the living God. God is alive. God's not dead. He is alive indeed. And God Almighty has sent his Son. Who have you believed in? Who have you gone to? To whom shall we go? Who have you gone to for your salvation? Oh, sinner, I tell you, flee to Christ. Flee unto him. Go unto him. He is the only one that has the words of life, and that's been the design of the Lord all through the time that he has given his word, is that sinners need to hear the Lord. Not by some great Hollywood production of some ministry or a minister, some self-proclaimed preacher of God. Not by some great fanfare or the great edifices that are built by churches so-called. Not by some thing that man has done to make people feel good. But sinners are saved by coming to the Lord and believing his word. And his words are the words of eternal life. Peter says, yes, as you've been preaching, yes, I understand. I need to partake of your flesh. I need to eat your flesh and drink your blood. I know it's not talking about you physically eating your flesh and drinking your blood. I understand, and I believe and know that I need to partake of you, even, you know, I need the partaking of you spiritually worse than I need daily food. Yes, Lord. Submission to him. Peter had gone to the Lord. Peter was with the Lord. And Peter had no desire to leave the Lord. He had the words and has the words of eternal life. And he says, we believe and are sure that you're the Redeemer. You're the Savior. You're the Messiah. You're the Christ. And we believe and are sure that you are the Son of the living God. How about you, sinner? We receive Christ in simple childlike faith. Repent of your sins and take him at his word. Believe him in those things that he has said, those things that he has given. May the Lord help and bless with his word. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.